This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Since high-speed internet became a thing and streaming music and video became the thing, the business of being a professional musician has become confusing at best. What was once a relatively straightforward transaction, you give me a couple of bucks, I give you my record, is now part of a complex algorithm that online music services like Spotify and Pandora use to figure out how much musicians ought to be paid. And by and large, it's not a whole lot. Singer and songwriter Damon Krukowski took on that fee structure in a story he wrote for the music magazine Pitchfork that he called Making Sense. That's with a C, not an S. Damon, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Kai.
Hey, do me a favor and tell me about your most recent royalty check, would you? Because that kind of crystallizes this whole thing.
Right. To take a one song example, this was a song, our very first single that we played on when we were in a band called Galaxy 500, and we released a song called Tugboat. And some people are still listening to it, which is wonderful.
Yeah.
And on Pandora, for example, it was played 7,800 times in that first quarter of 2012.
Which is a lot of times.
Yeah, right? It's a lot of times to spin a record, that's for sure, if that's what you're doing. And anyway, so we noticed that we had been paid 21 cents for those plays in total.
Wait, back it up. 21 cents for 7,800 plays of this song.
That's right. And there are three of us. We wrote the song together, so we each cleared 7 cents.
Which is insane.
Well, I guess it depends on your attitude, how much you expect to make from your music. But if you look to it as a source of income, no, it's just ridiculous.
So here's kind of an existential question about this thing, right? Has the internet been bad for music, or has it just been bad for musicians who want to get paid for their music?
Well, as a music lover and as a fan, I rely on the internet in all kinds of ways. And I in fact, subscribe to Spotify. I'm a paid subscriber because the service is amazing.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So I am paying them for this incredible convenience.
This is probably not the time for me to tell you that I download the free version of Pandora and just deal with the ads.
Right. But I wouldn't say it's been bad for musicians by any means because, you know, your music goes everywhere now. What we used to worry about as musicians trying to survive in a business climate was distribution.
Yeah.
And that's not the issue at all anymore because distribution is universal and instantaneous and free. And that is a dream that we couldn't have even conceived of.
So if you could rewrite this whole thing, Damon, how would you write it so that you got a living wage or an appropriate wage?
I actually really believe in the free share of information. I really wrote the article. Some people have interpreted it as an angry statement. I'm not angry at these services at all. As I said, I use them myself. The article was really about treating this as any replacement for what was traditionally thought of as an artist royalty. It's not. It's really equivalent to free access to the information, except someone is making an enormous profit, and it's not the musicians.
Damon Krukowski is part of a duo called Damon and Naomi. They used to have a band called Galaxy 500. We're talking to him about his royalty payments and an article he wrote in Pitchfork. Damon, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Kai.